One of the most important things that you have to do before you get a pay rise is to research your industry. The more you know about your industry, the more power that you have in your negotiations and also in the direction of your career where you want to go. Here are the things that you need to research. The first one is a typical job description for your current role. Let's say that you are an accounts assistant. Just Google accounts assistant positions or resumes, have a browse through it, go to Read and Glassdoor, have a look at the job description and see how closely it matches with your role. The next one is to research a typical hierarchy of your industry. If you are an accountant, a typical hierarchy looks something like, you know, you have a bookkeeper, then you have an accounts assistant, then you have an accountant, then you have a senior accountant, then you have maybe a finance manager. If you are in a big company, you have a senior finance manager or a senior accounting manager. Then you have your financial controller or regional financial controller. And then you have your CFO, your chief financial officer at the top. Whatever industry you're in, make sure you do your research and you are aware of a typical hierarchy in your field. The next thing that you can do based on this hierarchy is to look at what is the next step above you. Because the way that you ultimately get pay rises long term is to move up the ladder. You cannot stay 20 years in the same position and expect pay rise after pay rise. There's a certain band, a certain level that you can go in. And that's the last thing that you have to research. A typical salary for your current role and for the next ones as well. It's actually great if you can have the hierarchy from the previous exercise, and with every level write down what is a typical salary in that level. Go to websites like Glassdoor that show you, you know, what are the salary expectations or the average salary in your city for that role. I believe that Glassdoor is free. All you have to do is leave a review of your previous company, which you can do anonymously, but I highly recommend you to do your research. You can also look at recruitment sites and just type in your current position and all these positions on the hierarchy and see how much they get paid. Now, what do you do with that? The first thing is, after you research your current job description, you have to look at, okay, what are some of the gaps with my current role and how much overlap is there? If you're doing much more than in your if the other position is doing much more than in your current role, you have a great job because you have to do fewer tasks than other companies are expecting you to do. But if you have so much on your plate and your task list is like this, and when you do your research, you find out that that role only has this much, you know that it's time to move up the ladder, and it's a really good opportunity for a pay rise as well. Here's your second homework exercise. Research the next level up. So again, if you use this accountant example, if you're an accountant and you look for senior accountant positions, look for their job description. What are some tasks that you cannot do yet, or some tasks that you can do? Where's that overlap? And if you realize, hey, I can already do all of this, you know that it's time for you to move up and to ask for a promotion or to start looking elsewhere. And the final exercise is to research salaries for similar jobs. And how do you stack up? If you're an accounts assistant and the average salary is 30,000, but you earn only 15,000, you know it's time for a promotion. And you can use your research as fuel to show to your company like, hey, this is a typical salary range. I'm only earning that, which is very, very low. You know, what can I do to move up? And how can I get a pay rise? Because I believe I'm really underpaid and this is why. So it's just another argument to really help you to build your case. The opposite is true as well. If we take the accounts assistant position, for example, if you are earning 50,000 and when you do your research, you find out that the average salary is like 30,000, you know that you are really well paid. And you're not gonna get a pay rise anytime soon. Why not? Well, your manager's going to say, well, the average salary is this, you already get paid much more. Like, why are you asking for this? It's really unfair to the company. And this is why it's so important to do your research. So you know, like, okay, the next level is this, and I need these and these skills. It puts you in a much better negotiation position as well. And I want this to be, you know, a real course for you, real practical. Not like, oh, you go to your manager, you expect a raise. You know, most of the time you're not going to get it. But if you have all your facts straight and you know what to do, you have a plan of action, it's realistic, it's based on your unique situation, but also the market, you're in such a strong negotiation position. And you also know where to go next. You don't feel stuck. You really know where you're at and what you're going to do next. Really, I urge you, this is one of the most important exercises. If it takes you a bit of time, you know, take the next couple of days just to do this one, because this is, I would say, one of the most important lessons in this course. So please, please do the homework.